monthly calls are designed to, you know, really pick up any loose ends. They're accountability calls. You kind of report in with how you're doing and where some potential struggles or issues might be as you continue to embrace Supernova. But first, it's good to see you all. And, you know, I know you're doing well. And so what we want to do now is just kind of from accountability standpoint, as you think about all the little things in Supernova, how's it coming together right now?
I think everything's worked out. I actually just looked at our numbers before the call, and we pulled in $4.6 million year to date.
Wow, already. Okay, That sounds good. So what do you attribute that to?
Good working.
Good skills.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, a lot of it's the stuff we've been doing in the past and always have done. And a lot of it is telling them we're going to talk to them these certain times. And, you know, our practice is limited to them, so we have time for them.
Okay.
That's helped a lot for me, too.
Good. Good. All right. So let's go to... you know, Peyton, how's it going with you?
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's good. Same thing, like I just said.
Okay. Okay. Lisa, how's it going?
I think, you know, it's kind of ironic. I found my receipt for my laptop that I purchased March 19th of 2020. The night we were rolling out of Columbia to come home to work remotely for what we thought would be a month or so. So here we are a year later, and we're working on this, looking at this laptop right now. And, you know, other than the, you know, the logistics of figuring out, you know, some things doing it from home, I think we've tried to stay on our schedule of what we had maybe not as fast as we should have, but we were trying to take it pretty methodically and, stay the course with the people that Johnny's playing with, our 5 month old golden retriever.
So. Oh, 5 months, huh? Wow.
Keep him from barking. But anyway, I think that we are, definitely staying on our schedule. Johnny had kind of said early in the year, we just have to maintain right now until tax season is over, because our clients really rely on us to be very timely with sending out 1099s and tax info. So we didn't add any new clients in our Supernova rotation on purpose. But after, you know, April 15th, we have another list that we want to start working on. And I'm really encouraged by the ones that we do have scheduled and are, you know, working in our monthly calls. You can tell they really like it. They appreciate it. Johnny, you know, I hear him talking. I know Peyton has some of his calls, but, you know, right now we're not in the same office or in the same space. So, but I do think he's shared too that the ones that he's talked to like it. So, we see the value. I think it's going to be good when we can eventually probably third quarter be back in the office environment. I feel like maybe September before we get back, and we'll be actually moved to Greenville by then. So in the midst of all this, we're building a house. So.
Oh, wow.
We're spread pretty thin right now. So
are you building the house near Greenville or?
We are on the Peyton compound, as I call it. That's where Peyton grew up. That's where Johnny's, it's been in the generations of Peyton's, have owned this land. So we carved out a little spot, and we've got a house probably 3 months away from being ready. So.
Okay. Good.
That's exciting.
Well, yeah, that is very exciting. So, Johnny, I can barely hear you, but go ahead and Tell me what's going on.
On the house there for a moment, I'd be the sixth generation to live in that house if I lived there permanently. But that's how long the land's been in the family. And so we're going to make sure that stays together, aren't we, Caden?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Wow.
Well, one of the things I'll share, you know, that Lisa mentioned the ones that we have in the program right now. And, you know, I made one call today already to one gentleman and, it was before Supernova in that we talk business a little bit, but I think they appreciate the fact that it's a regularly scheduled meeting. Okay. They really appreciate that. I'm not saying we talk more business as a result of it. I learned something from them almost every time that we talk that I didn't know, but it's more on the personal level. But the way I constructed this business when I got into it as a solo practitioner, I would get a lot of referrals and I didn't screen them. You know, I would take anybody that I felt I could help.
I used to do that too. If they were living and breathing and had a pulse, yeah, I took
that's
them.
That's a possibility, right? So I had one today, just today, as a matter of fact. And, this was a 25-year-old relationship maybe that I hadn't heard much from the gentleman in a while. And I met him at a feed and seed store. Over there picking up the simple IRA check and talking to everybody, you know, in the parking lot. He says, my wife's got this. I want to talk to you about it. I never tried to get his money and I don't have it yet, Curtis. But this is how it starts with me. So it's below the numbers that we look for initially.
Okay.
But there's enough there. If I feel like he reached out to me in that parking lot and hadn't seen me in 8 years, honestly. Wow. We've talked, So I'm bending the rules on that.
Okay.
Based on Supernova, but I think the potential is there.
You get to make that decision, you know, if it's somebody that looks like they have more assets and you're just not getting them all at once, then, you know, that's a decision that you get to make. Absolutely.
And maybe we don't fully, engage them in Supernova initially with the, you know, 12 touches a year.
Right.
And I'm just talking out loud right now, maybe with my other two members of the team here. Uh-huh. I can't get too many of those. They have to show fruition somewhere along the way. But that's a very good possibility. I feel strongly that, you know, within a year, I'll probably do more business than that with them. Okay. And sooner, maybe sooner.
Yeah.
So all these people who are my age are getting older, you know, and they also want to consolidate these things.
We're all in denial about age, by the way.
I agree to that.
Okay. So what I glean from the team is,
I'm 40 years old right now.
Hey, there we go. Or 50's the new 40 or 60's the new 50. So.
Somewhere in there. Yeah.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Y'all can hear me. Peyton and I were having a little regroup before the call because Johnny was on the phone with another client. So we just wanted to touch base before the call and we started counting up the months and I looked at our notes from last month and we talked about, you know, ongoing, standard of care, making sure we kept our target minimums and, those in view. So in April, we're going to gather and do what we did last September and look at our clients and the level of, assets we have. So we don't allow this to, skew our goal of keeping them at a certain number.
Right.
So yeah, that'll help us put it in.
Yeah. Cause what happens it starts to creep and, you know, one here, two there, five here, six there. Next thing you know, you can't deliver the concierge service to the clients that deserve it. And, but you will always continuously go through the process though, you know, of evaluation, who should stay, who should be spun off so that you can spend your quality time, you know, elevating your practice. And so it's a constant, you know, process. We call that stair step to the stars, right? So you're constantly looking at that. And, you know, your time is valuable. So you have to look at your time. Are we going to bill ourselves out at $100 an hour, or, you know, we're going to $500 an hour? And so, you know, we're all altruistic in a sense that we want to take care of everybody. But what'll happen over time is it'll infringe upon your time. It'll take time away from doing the good work you need to do from other people. So, but that's not to say that you can't make a decision to take on somebody that you think has got real potential. And, you know, the conversation should be, well, look, you know, I'm not getting too big for my britches, but, you know, to deliver the kind of service that we provide our clients, we generally accept relationships that have $1.5 million or more in assets. And I'll be happy to take you on with the thought that you're going to bring in more assets over time. And so that's a way to send the message that, you know, you're not going to sacrifice your brand, but that you are going to work with them until they're prepared to bring over the additional assets. So you have to, you know, stick with your guns in terms of the clients that you're willing to work with. Okay. Now, any questions about that? So that's kind of how you pivot, you know, in terms of the conversation. You know, let them know, hey, look, I'm happy to take on a new relationship, but let me tell you the level of client that we work with in our practice. And so that we're not sacrificing, you know, the quality time that we really want to spend with you. So you know how to pivot. You know how to work it. You all are great, fantastic, sales professionals. So that's one of the things that you should, think about, and how you communicate with the client. Okay. So Supernova is broken down into segmentation, organization, client acquisition, and leadership. So we constantly are going to go back and say, hey, where are the gaps now, you know, in your practice? You know, what are some of the things that you see, you know, that are maybe a little rusty, that you need to make some improvements on, or that you need some help? So feel free to speak freely.
To the labor force. You know, we mentioned that. I missed the last call, but the call prior to that, we talked about the possibility of when we are preparing to, as we prepare to hire someone.
Right.
That's going to, I think that's going to free all of us up and let us take our leadership roles and to where they need to be. Okay. And I don't like to say this, but I have trained myself that during tax season, it's a bear. And I've talked to 5 accountants today. I evidently did that to them. They know to call Johnny when they need something, you know, and the clients have instructed me to talk to them, and we send 1099 year-end statements. They have them, but we reassure they have them. And so that's that additional service that I was giving years ago as I got into the industry.
Right.
And I still tell clients, and my point there, near the end of next month, I'm not saying we're going to go on vacation, but I want to hammer down with, and Peyton and I talked 2 days ago about the other person that we're going to hire, whomever that other person is. I don't know who it is yet, but
okay.
I think with Curtis at that point in time, we'll be able to more engage. That's why we don't have a lot of people in the Supernova right now. I don't want to overload that wagon.
Yeah.
And the ones that we introduce it to, we're going to treat them like they to be treated.
Okay.
One of my concerns is that the wagon's a little full right now.
Sure.
We can handle it. I can handle it, but I don't want to add additional to and embarrass myself or tell someone something that I'm not able to do. I can't do that.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
And this person that we're going to bring on, you know, we think we know how to do it. We're open to suggestions on your side there. We think they come in 20 hours a week if we find that person, to find that person if they're a valid candidate, because a couple of reasons there. You can't just change and say, you didn't work out, I'm going to hire this person.
Right.
3 months later, you know, you that's not the way to do this.
So the strategy then is how do you...
thoughts there?
Yeah, so the strategy is how do you onboard a new team member and get them acquainted with the way that you do things and how you run your practice. And probably what should happen is that, you know, each member of the team should interview that person and should talk about what the expectations are and how they're going to be measured and monitored. A lot of people come into jobs, they have no idea how they're going to be measured, you know, or what the expectations are. So have clear-cut standards for how you're going to onboard this new person. I wrote a chapter in the book on teams on onboarding a new team member. Let me just grab that.
And where's your green today?
What? My what?
Your green. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm St. Patrick's Day out from last weekend for the next 10 years.
So, I got a green folder and a green background. So
I hope that covers me. Anyway, I don't have the book in front of me, but the whole idea is, you know, establish the boundaries. I think Lisa is very well equipped to, talk about the things that, that this person is going to be expected to do. The both of you should articulate in your mind the areas of responsibility. And for the first several weeks to a month, there should be a team huddle. And just like you're supposed to be doing team huddles now, where this is what we got going on today, and maybe at the end of the day, this is what we accomplished. These are the things we needed to get done for tomorrow, you know, and get them right on the weekly, you know, performance piece, in terms of, you know, this is how many plans we did this week, so that they are in the whole model of how you do business. And so that's really, really important. A lot of people come in, like I say, and they don't know what to expect. So onboarding a new team member becomes very, very critical, you know, to your success going forward. So glad you're thinking about that.
Well, Curtis, what's the target market there? What do we look for?
What do you look for? Well, you know, a lot of times when you're onboarding a new team member, it depends on what that person is going to do. Is this going to be somebody that's going to be kind of handling CA work? Will they talk with clients? Will they, you know, look at statements, identify whether or not a dividend or an interest payment's coming in? What are you going to turn over to this person in terms of expectations? You tell me, feed it back to me.
So go ahead, Peyton. You know this.
I was like calling, scheduling clients, fixing the folders,
okay.
Sending out the agenda, sending out the monthly reports,
okay.
Just like pretty much all the Supernova stuff.
Okay, good. I think, so somebody is going to be responsible for certain phases of that person's, training and how to get that done. And is that going to be you, Peyton? Is that going to be you, Lisa?
I mean, probably me at first, only because I'll be in the office sooner than Lisa will. And hopefully that person will be in the office sooner than later. So she'll be right across the hallway from me. So, and I know everything there is to do, so I could do that.
Okay. You know, one of the things you might do is print out the guidebook. And, you know, she's going to be kind of one of the mini VPs of a brand for you. And you should pull out your guide. And I would say have her go through the first 12 weeks and read the first three chapters. And then the next three chapters, and, you know, in a 4-week time frame, she's gone through the 12 weeks. And you come aside and say, okay, what did you pick up by reading your first three chapters? What did you value? What did you glean from all of that? And, you know, get her up to speed doing it that way. How do you want your phones handled? You know, what do you want? How do you want her addressing clients? You gotta, you know, if they don't have experience in those areas, you gotta drill down on all of that stuff. So, there's going to be a coach, one of you, you're all coaches. And then there's going to be like an observation. So say, I'm going to have a coach and observer role here. There'd be times when I'm going to coach you. There's going to be times when I'm going to observe what you do. And I'm going to reinforce the positive behaviors of what I see. And then those things that I think you need to improve, we'll talk about them. So really get into making this person fully functional on the team. Because what you're trying to do is get leverage. You're bringing somebody on, you want to get that leverage. I think that's such a great, great idea. And so, JR, is he helping you with that? You know, identify that person or the
I know we've talked to him about it, and they are, we have to go through obviously the Morgan Stanley process of, posting a job, and we were going to kind of, I think Peyton had some feelers out on some people up in the upstate there that we might could just ask if they were interested before we get the job posted and everything. So, I think it was going to be probably June before we could do that posting or hiring, starting the hiring process. Is that right, Peyton? Remember that saying June?
July. Yeah.
Well, that's going to go by pretty fast. I mean,
yeah, it is.
Look, it's March already and, you know, 3/12 of the year have all almost gone by.
Right.
Now, one of the things I'm really, really concerned with is one of the reasons you kind of get in the supernova is to make life easier for you. You want to be having some fun. But the other part is that you want to increase your business and your productivity. And, you know, it would be a shame if we go through all of this and then you say, well, Curtis really didn't help me increase my business. I'm really happy to hear that you brought in $4.6 million. But, and I do know that you have brought in some new relationships and you've been spending a lot of face time, you know, with clients too. But do you see the pathway forward in terms of, you know, client acquisition?
I do in theory. I think it'll all kind of come into place a lot better and more clear whenever we're all actually working in the same office.
Sure.
And all sit down in a room together and talk about it.
Okay.
You actually see people in person too.
So how often does the team get together? You know, on a Zoom
Maybe call? Once a quarter.
Okay. This team?
Wouldn't you think so? I mean, we talk every day, but we don't get together in person.
No, we talk just like what you were saying on in the morning and afternoon, typically, if we do our, if we're on point, but we communicate every day and we talk, we go over things, what's, you know, hot on our, calendars, and we have shared calendars. So we know when each other have, you know, the supernova call schedule versus other client meetings and that kind of thing. So communication, I don't think is the issue as so much as, like Peyton said, having that FaceTime where we can do the whiteboard and really do the strategic pieces of it have been lacking this year so far.
Right.
But we have goals. We do. We have a mission we want to try to follow.
Try to pursue. Okay. Good. All right. Now, how are you doing with the planning component with clients? How's that coming?
It's going. I mean, not everyone has a plan yet. It takes time. It takes almost more time to get them to get us the information back for us to even do it.
Okay.
But it's going. It's going a lot slower than everything else, but it's going.
Okay. All right. Because that kind of sets the stage for your agendas. Now, Peyton Ford, you've acquired quite a few clients since you've been up there, or clients that you have taken on because somebody's making a handoff, I believe.
I mean, if anything, it was Johnny's clients that were on the smaller half of the scale that I kind of took a hold of.
Well, he's talking about Joseph. He's talking about the Joseph book.
Right.
Oh, so no, we haven't taken on any of his clients yet. We're still in the process of kind of getting them to really even know our names before we reach out to them personally.
Okay. Do you have any idea on how you're going to make that transition?
We're talking through it with Joseph, and really it all boils down to him. And
I think you froze on me. I think you froze a little bit.
Still here?
There he is.
Okay. You said it was up to
him. My internet is unstable.
Yeah. You said it was up to him, and you're going to make that transition and talk strategy together.
Well, yeah, so I'll go ahead, Peyton. I'll just go tell him something.
We've talked about it, and he's pretty much called all of his clients and told them what's going on. The next step is sending out like an official letter that, you know, pretty much we're all one team now, at least to his clients.
Okay.
And then we're slowly but surely going to all kind of meet with them together.
Okay. Do you think you're going to try to bring him along in the supernova process?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
That's the plan. And he was actually going to be on this call last week, but it was postponed till this week, and I couldn't get a hold of him.
Would you like me to, once he starts to come on, would you like me to take him through a review, an overview? Won't be quite as intense as what you've gone through, but is that a place that you'd like me to spend the time?
Absolutely, and he wants to too. I've already talked to him about it, and he's agreed to that.
So I think if we did four sessions, I could take him through 12 weeks of supernova in four sessions, and then you would have to pick up the slack in terms of filling in the gaps.
Are those 4 1-hour sessions?
45 minutes, probably.
Okay. And I would honestly like to be on that with him too, just to get a refresher.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Smart, so if though, he's going to be Peyton. On, what's that?
I was going to say that's smart, Peyton, because then you'll know exactly what he's thinking and how you need to follow up with him after the call by you being on.
Yeah, you all will be on the same page. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll make that part of the calls that we we'll do. Okay.
Now, would these be separate calls or all of us together calls?
all of you together calls.
So he would just join our calls like we're doing right now.
Yeah, but I'll make it more oriented to him, but review for you all.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. Yeah.
Like a plan? Okay.
Yeah, so the next month, so these are monthly calls now. Next month would be the first call for him.
Right.
Okay.
And I'll probably hit 3 chapters. So get him a copy of the guide and we'll cover the first 3.
Yeah, I can FedEx him mine.
Okay. Lisa, you were about to say something and I wanted to make sure.
I was just going to say that, we do have a scheduled Friday morning call with Joseph and his CSA and Peyton and Johnny and I each week. And he kind of has been sharing what he's been going through his book of business and communicating his plans, and I guess sharing our name and our, I guess his process of how he's going to do this. So he's been very proactive, wouldn't you say, Peyton and Johnny, as far as his communication and his embracing knowing the little bit he knows about Supernova. He was sounded very,
optimistic,
encouraged by what our plan of action was.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Okay. So look, I think this is about it. This kind of covers it from an accountability standpoint. I think that, you know, you all continue to make progress. You know, you're working on the infrastructure, which is a basic issue. And we spent time talking about onboarding this new teammate, which is going to be critical, you know, to the team going forward. And we talked about bringing Joe on the next set of monthly calls. Is there anything else on your minds that you think you wanted to cover today?
And do you think Sherry should be on that call?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm all for every team member being on the call.
Joseph, CSA, her name is Sherry.
Sherry?
Yeah, she can absorb a lot of this, and I think she should be there, too.
Okay, good. Have her on.
Yeah, and just.
Yeah, have them on because that's going to make life better for you all. Okay.
Y'all reason.
Again, right. Peyton, you broke out there.
The heads ahead, up, Peyton. I think he's going to be on the same boat. Now can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah.
We got you.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So just a heads up, I think he's going to be on the same boat as kind of like how we were, with the hardest part of it going to be segmenting. Yeah. Just as a heads up to you, it's going to be not an issue, but a hard time, just like we had a hard time at first.
Well, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have him identify his top 75. You know, he doesn't have to, you know, get rid of anybody right away, but at least identify who's your top 75 relationships that deserve the concierge service. You know, because look, if all of a sudden you got 150 relationships, you're going to be overwhelmed. It's going to overwhelm the CA's ability to do the work. So, you know, but I'll be sensitive to that, and I appreciate the heads up. Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to scare him off. Already.
I know. I deal with that almost on every call.
I'm sure.
Oh my God. How am I going to do this? But by the same token, everybody talks about the quality of life that they start to get after this is all done. So, but yeah, we won't scare them off. Okay. So this is good. If there's no other questions or comments, I look forward to speaking with the whole team on the next call.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right. See y'all.
Bye. You take care. Bye-bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Take care, Johnny. Andy, I'll give you a ring.